Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo.
What's good? This is your girl Alexi.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Rita.
And you're now tuned in to the Chicago View Podcast, brought to you by Riverhawk Productions.
You can find the Chicago View Podcast on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Riverhawk Productions on YouTube.
So stop what you're doing right now and follow us on all social media platforms so you will have access to all of the exclusive content that we will post.
Every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Superior J.
This is your Lexi. I hope that you guys been staying tuned, staying in the loop with the Chicago View by Grandma Productions. All right, so let's get into this week's topics. This week we're gonna cover Doja Cat. What is your opinion about her music for kids, and also the latest controversy about her at the Met Gala? What is going on? So she came out with a comment saying she doesn't make music for kids, leave your mistakes at home. And a lot of people were not happy about this comment she made. She took it upon herself to make this publicly known. I think she came out on stage and say it, and which caused her to lose a lot of following in the end. And me also having, you know, kids at home, and how would I see this? I think Doja Cat means well, but maybe the way that she said it, she probably worded it wrong. And what I mean by she worded it wrong was like, I know she means well, but I think she came off as a warning to say people, like, you know, my music isn't for kids. You know, I don't want you coming to my concert thinking that it's gonna be all PG-13 when I'm about to be out here talking about demons and probably on stage half naked and shaking ass, you know. So I would take her on her word for when she said that she doesn't make music for kids, because it's like she gave y'all fair warning. You can't be mad at her for how she chooses to say her words, just long as she said it. So you won't be mad when you take your kids to go see a Doja Cat concert and you're going to be expecting less. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say expect less, because she is a great performer. I do like her lyrics musically. I think she's genius, but her personality doesn't so far line up. And I get her sensing humor. She's always been a troll type of person when she came out in the industry. I feel like Doja Cat gave us a little bit of tough love, thick skin. I know she means well, giving us a warning and all, but I do believe she means well. Rather than you guys show up at a concert and your kids be there talking about some, oh, well, Doja Cat shouldn't be making like this, making like that. If you do, you know, decide to bring your kids along to a concert or have her listen or have them listen to her music. The fact that she even would say that she doesn't make music for kids to let you know right then and there that I'm not about to stoop down to anybody's level, try to make you guys feel better about making music for kids. This is what I do as an artist. Leave your kids at home so I can be me. And even if she meant what she meant, I don't take anything that artists say to heart too much, because that's just how they feel. If they say no kids, then no kids. Because if she hasn't said anything, then you still would have been upset either way. She would or wouldn't have said anything. But the word mistakes, I don't believe my kids are mistakes. I'm gonna say that. I don't think that anybody who's meant to have kids is a mistake. It's a blessing more so, and I feel like her saying that, she should know that, you know, children aren't mistakes, and I think she meant that this is a joke, but even if she didn't, I wouldn't take nothing to heart about what I already know. And I feel like that's what some people need to realize, that, you know, us as a whole, as a culture, how we cancel these celebrities for the slightest stuff that they do and say. But at the same time, I feel like we need to stop being so sensitive about what these people do or say. As long as we're good and protected in our hearts about how we feel about people, how we feel about our children, how we feel about certain things, we shouldn't be so offended or take things to heart when we know things about a certain person. It's like equivalent of saying you're gonna let a bum off the street tell you what type of person you are if they don't know nothing about you. No, we don't know nothing about Doja really too much, and they don't know Doja doesn't know too much about her fans. So take that for the salt and grain of what it is, and just, you know, brush it off. I get what she said, but at the same token, don't let these words hurt you so much. You know what I'm saying? So Doja Cat at the Met Gala, she went in a long wet t-shirt, makeup messy, cry face. After the Met Gala, she spotted at the jewelry store, wearing the towel, and slid off, showing all her skin. And my first opinion when I seen her at the Met Gala, I didn't watch too much of it, but I know that she was the first few to show up, and I didn't really know what to think of her because they didn't really show her as much as they did the other celebrities that were there. She did make an appearance, but I feel like the camera didn't really care too much for her. I think her look was very simple. I don't know why she chose to have the wet towel look. But not the wet towel look, the wet t-shirt look. But it was definitely a statement that just made basic standard. And I'm not here to be like these other artists or celebrities on the Met Gala. I'm just gonna show up regular in a long wet t-shirt with this prime makeup and my natural hair, because I'm not trying to look all fancy or trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, be like the rest of everybody else. Now, as far as going around after the Met Gala to a jewelry store with a towel on, I don't know how I would feel about that, because it's like, why are you in a towel? Why are you doing this after the Met Gala? You can wear regular clothes now. So I'm not understanding that one. I get, she said that she picked out anything in her closet. It was random, weird, not fitting things to mix, and she's embracing it. And she said that she wants to give off a little punk with a darker direction in visuals and fashion. She said that she wanted to mix with how she's feeling, and she's feeling angry, and she wants to express it within beauty. So she wasn't just in the towel, she also wore a diamond necklace with the messy eye look as well. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, I feel like there's a message between the makeup that she's been wearing with the, you know, messy eye look and the cry face. I feel like that is kind of a statement. She said she didn't want to be like a regular flower on the carpet, and the material that she had on is made by a flower. In fact, it's made from cotton. So she's like, I am gonna go in this maxi wet t-shirt and with glitter painted, teardrops falling from her smoky eye look, with her natural hair, because it's who she is as an artist. She wants to go with a little punk and a little dark with the flower that she's wearing out of material with cotton. She also said that the white t-shirt is timeless and poetic. She wants to stand out, not blend in.
But what are your opinions about Doja Cat and all the controversy about her music with these fans with having no kids allowed? And what is your opinion about Met Gala?
All right, y'all, look, let's take a quick break because we have a special message. So, as you all know, this is Red Rock Productions and the Chicago Reap Podcast. But we want to give a huge, marvelous shout out to the people that are supporting us at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. You can be immersed into their world at WBDC.org and CookCountySmallBiz.org. We want you to stay locked in, and we have more content on the way. So make sure you turn on your post notification bells. We have more to come.
Living when they Hong Kong on the street. achieve. We a whole damn, we a energy. Baby, we could just ride on our enemies. They all wanna know how you get to me. Let them feel how they feel, let me feel the stings. Cause this type of love, the epitome. Said,
baby, you're literally capping to me right now. Like, why are you capping? Are you just cap so hard? It's
kissing, I hope it cut us. Whether they like it or not, I wanna show you out. I wanna show you out. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you out. I wanna show you out. I wanna show you.
Boy Sean Bills and the latest on this Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. So allegedly, or apparently I should say, a security guard was shot outside of Drake's mansion in Toronto. And this incident happened and it occurred as a security guard was standing outside the gate. He was shot. And then they had another situation happen in his mansion where an intruder tried to gain access to his mansion and was apprehended under the Mental Health Act. So all of this is happening, this back and forth beef, and then this goes on to happen. Out of all these years, as far as Drake living in Toronto and having this mansion, I've never heard anything about anybody trying to break into his mansion or do anything to Drake. And for me, it seems like as if, based upon them, Kendrick Lamar and him having this beef and all the things that Kendrick Lamar is saying, as far as Drake, it, how he's liking on underage females and stuff like that, and allegedly his album coming out, Drake, of course, and it seems like to me like this could be a publicity stunt, in my opinion. I'm just saying my opinion. You don't necessarily have to agree, but I mean, I just think this could be, you know, at all this time, like, if you're a celebrity, I'm pretty sure you live in a high security area. Like, you're not going to be out here just living on any neighborhood where people could essentially have access to you in that way. I mean, obviously, you have security guards, so I just don't understand how a person was able to even get that close to you. Like I said, you're a celebrity, so you should not be, or I would suggest or even think that you would not be living somewhere where a person will have access to you in that way, that way they can gain access to you and harm your security guard. So, I mean, for me, I don't know. Part of this is seeming like it's a publicity stunt. I mean, as far as his security guard getting hurt, I mean, I wouldn't say like a person would intentionally try to harm someone else. Essentially, that could have happened, realistically speaking, because that's what they said happened. But allegedly, this is going on, and this is following all of the beef that him and Kendrick Lamar is having going on, the back and forth. But for me, it just doesn't seem right. Like, something is not right here. It has been investigated, but they have not gotten any more details. They arrested the person who tried to get access to his mansion on the other incident that he had at his mansion, under the Mental Health Act. So apparently somebody that was crazy tried to break in his mansion for whatever reason. I don't know why, because it's not been stated as to why this person, what their even motive was. Obviously they probably didn't have a motive, because that story could have been made up. For me, it's just not making sense. Like, now that you and Kendrick Lamar is having beef, now people are trying to break into your mansion. It doesn't make sense, because what would they gain from that? Like, celebrities go back and forth all the time. Chris Brown and Quavo are going back and forth right now. Well, a week or two ago, I don't know if they're still going back and forth, but they have been having diss going out. But even with them, I haven't seen them go as far as somebody trying to, you know, harm anybody. There are celebrities who have that type of beef, like, all right, I know the Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj beef kind kind of took a bad turn. Some disrespectful things happened where allegedly they were saying that fans of Nicki Minaj was going to her mom's grave and doing disrespectful things. So, I mean, you can't really control what fans do when it comes to, you know, who they are a fan of and the stream they would go. But still in that situation, nobody was physically harmed. You know what I mean? Like, they did disrespectful things, which is not right at all to do that because her mom didn't do anything to anybody. You know, this was between her and Nicki Minaj. But I'm just saying, like, I say that to say, like, this celebrity beef, for me, all these years, celebrity beef doesn't go this far. So this is definitely a game changer. I'm just not understanding, like, how did this even go down? Like, yeah, the security guard getting hurt, that sounds more realistic to me because that's something that can happen to anybody. Like, you know, I see, you hear that often all the time in Chicago, how people are at the in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, things happen to them that necessarily they weren't even expecting to happen. But I just don't get how somebody would try to break into Drake's mansion and they arrested him on the Mental Health Act. You know, that piece of this situation for me just sounds like it's not 100% accurate, or it's not 100% realistic, or even logically speaking. And I just think that it could have been a publicity stunt to kind of get, you know, the eyes off him about the allegations that Kendrick Lamar is making. In the song that that Kendrick Lamar just came out with, Not Like Us, he stated things about Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar stated that Drake has some liking for younger females and that he's a pedophile, essentially, and he's a predator, sexual predator. So when he made those allegations, because those are very strong allegations, and anybody who is a person that is either a victim of it or a person who's actually in actually doing such a thing or have those type of interests, people tend to have an eye on them because they're like, oh, what the hell, you know, by Drake being a celebrity. For a person to make that type of allegation about him, now all the eyes are on him, but not for any good reasons, of course. But I think that part of this situation in these circumstances, Drake kind of manipulated the situation in order for him to kind of gain traffic on his album that he's dropping, because he didn't want people to be focused on the fact that he's allegedly a sexual predator and he like minors. I just feel like maybe Drake, you know, maybe this came about, I'm gonna say, because, you know, Drake probably couldn't have been behind this, allegedly. It could have been somebody who's associated with him. It could have been somebody who he had to make this happen, or, you know, or whatnot. I don't know. I'm not, you know, in Toronto, so I wouldn't know, but I just feel like this possibly could have been a publicity stunt, because he has an album dropping, and, you know, typically I've seen with celebrities, they do little things when they're dropping an album to kind of make their self relevant if they weren't as relevant as they should have been, because it gains them more traffic when it comes to them dropping an album. It gets them more people to stream their album. It gets more people to buy their album. It gets more people to listen. And that's just how it works. And I just think this, what's a publicity stunt? That's just me. Lexi, Rita, and D'Angelo, I would love to hear what you guys think about this. This is definitely, you know, ongoing thing with Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Kendrick Lamar is not hesitating to say how he feels, and from the time I've known Kendrick Lamar, he's never been, you know, too quick to hold his tongue and bite his tongue on anything how he feels. He expresses that to the fullest. He expresses that in his music that he dishes out. But that's my time, y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and head out. Enjoy the rest of the show. I'm gonna be talking about this DJ Vlad situation that he had with the Princeton professor named Morgan Jenkins. So, allegedly, back on May the 4th, DJ Vlad made a post, and his post was commenting on the Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us single that he recently released. And then the single is basically was a diss to Drake, because he talked a lot about things that Drake were doing, like messing around with underage girls, but we're gonna get back into this tweet though. So, in his tweet, he stated that Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us needed a better mix. It takes away from the song. And then, immediately after that, Morgan Jenkins, the professor from Princeton, commented and said, "You are white. This is a black affair." And with that being said, I feel like Morgan Jenkins was not wrong. Because oftentimes you see in situations where people that are not a part of the black culture think it's okay for them to sit and talk about things that are happening in the black culture as if they have a resolution when they're not even a part of the issue. Like they never will be, in my opinion. a part of whatever issue it is, whatever topic it is. I just feel like it's not appropriate for you to speak on a culture that you're not a part of, that you weren't born into, that you're not used to. It doesn't matter who your friends are. Like, they can expose you to the culture, but it's like irrelevant for you to even make a comment on something that you don't really have the in and outs of. Like, you can see something on the internet, but to make a comment, to be outside of the black culture and make a comment about something that's going on in the black culture, something that stems from the black culture, is ironic. I mean, I feel like that's like a boundary, like that's a no-brainer. Like, we're not gonna be in black culture and go and talk about something in the white culture, because it's just not appropriate, in my opinion. Like, that's just something you don't do, because you essentially would not know, you would not have substance that will kind of like back a point that you were trying to make, because essentially there's no point you could be making. Because, you know, generally when you have a conversation about certain topics, for whatever reason, I feel like there should be some type of closing remarks or some type of resolution for whatever topic you're talking about. Like, you would state like your opinion on it, and then you would state like if a situation went down, you would probably state like how you would have handled it. But it's kind of hard to do that when you're not a part of the culture. It's not appropriate. It's just not appropriate. But we're gonna move further along. So following those back and forth tweets, because those are not the only two tweets that Morgan Jenkins and DJ Vlad had. They actually went back and forth for quite some time. But after things, I guess, died down, as you can say, DJ Vlad submitted a apology to Morgan Jenkins, and I'm going to read it. It read, "After considerable reflection, I would like to apologize to Morgan Jenkins for tagging her job in my replies during our Twitter exchange last week." So, after all that back and forth with Morgan Jenkins and him saying that he wanted to basically talk to Princeton about the comment that she made, even though the First Amendment states that we have freedom of speech, and I mean, it's appropriate that she even said anything about this, in my opinion, but for him to threaten to go to her school and say basically that she is saying that anybody that is not black cannot comment on things that black people are doing, essentially, is mind-blowing, because I don't feel like it was disrespectful, because she literally said two things. You are right. This is a black folk affair. She just, I feel like, reminding him, because I feel like sometimes you do have to remind people, like, I don't think you should be talking about this, because it essentially has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your culture, what you identify as, or even the fact that, you know, you're not black. You know, I mean, trying to sound harsh, but it's just common sense. Like, we're not gonna go commenting on, as a black person, you're not gonna go comment on things that happen in black and white culture, excuse me, because it wouldn't be appropriate, because you wouldn't know certain things, because you're not a part of that culture, and the shoe wouldn't fit in that situation. So, I mean, essentially, this was, he apologized basically for the where he went wrong, without him and basically touching on the fact that he commented on something they shouldn't have, but he does have the First Amendment right as well. But, you know, I just feel like him going as far as saying that he's going to involve her job is crazy, because she was not representing her job when she made the comment. She was on her own personal social media Twitter page, and she made that comment. And I feel like, as far as DJ Vlad, once you make a post, anybody can basically comment on it. So for you to even dig things up and try to say you were going to threaten to call her job is crazy, because what you thought, that it was going to make her shut up? No, it did not, because she still went back and forth with him. But she didn't go back and forth with him in a foolish way. She went back and forth with him and basically like let him know like what she, her points. Like, she stand firm on what she was saying, which made sense, because she made everything that she did make sense. She didn't go off and say any extra things, but she stayed right on the topic of what the whole conversation was brought up about. Like, and I can really respect her for that, because, I mean, some arguments, people just go off the wall, and they might say things that don't even make sense as far as what's going on, as far as the situation. But Morgan Jenkins made sure that she stayed on the topic. And with that being said, y'all, Rita, Lex, and D'Angelo, I would like to know how you guys feel about this situation. Like, do y'all think Morgan Jenkins was wrong? I know y'all probably don't, but I definitely want to know y'all's opinion. And with that being said, y'all, that's my time. I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. Out. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. You're my ladies, and I can't. Maybe I'm selfish. Let
thick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls cook catfish. And in LA, every chick's an actress, Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and lil' sex. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke Lysess. And New York women are way too fresh, too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. But to my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know, no. To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows, I'm calling,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't,
maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
With yeah, no one, yeah, but me, yeah, yeah, baby.
Now don't be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies I paid them Benjis. Get your own, I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes and everything you do is extra cold, from the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my piece? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, spit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks, new version of Pete Rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love, so I switch my girls around like 3L Dub. I'm calling,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
How
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't,
maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one, yeah, but me,
yeah,
baby.
What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head and your Jetta. Better believe it, Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardis, take me to after parties. Her name was Kari, and it sucks that we didn't keep in touch, I'm sorry. But hey Kim, how's Minneapolis? You so pretty, hate you show off your titties for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
How
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't,
maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
I'm calling out to
all my, you're my ladies, and I can't
let you
be with no one but me.
All right, so let's get into the next topic on Hailey Bailey. So during the Met Gala, Hailey Bailey went and took it upon herself to make this TikTok trend, and she said, let them eat cake. Hailey Bailey started a revolution on TikTok against the rich and famous, quote, let them eat cake. This was started it all, and the tip of the iceberg for people, and they're pissed off about that, which started the whole revolution against blocking these celebrities. So let's dive into that. The reference, let them eat cake while everybody, there is an inflation going on where people are struggling to make ends meet, and with the whole war going on this other side, and people over here at the Met Gala is spending this, that, and the third on dresses, on accessories that cost the arm and the leg, literally. And people are saying let them eat cake while people are suffering and doing this, that, and the third, while there's no mention from these famous people about helping people. People are also going on her because she said that she's not an elite when she's paying $17,000 in rent while people are struggling to make ends meet, getting food, starving, and they're focused on these celebrities helping them with anything. We all know what it is to help us pay bills, on No Nothing. On a latest update on her that I have about Hailey Bailey, she said that she deleted her videos. She deleted the video about her rents. She made an 8-minute apology video saying that she's not an elite person. I honestly feel like Hailey Bailey, I don't even know who Hailey Bailey is. I'm pretty sure she's not an elite person. I just feel like most people targeted her to be an elite person due just because she said love the meat cake, which I do feel like that is a tick and a triggering to some people. I do understand that, I do, but I feel like I've never heard that name. I don't really pay too much attention to these influencers or celebrities as it is. And I feel like we should have been done this a long time ago. I kind of noticed all the things that they were doing when the war was going on. And after that, it was just been covered up by celebrity gossip. And I'm just like, you know, you're trying to take away our focus from over here. Let's focus on what really matters. And for me, it was when they released The Quiet on Set. When they came out with the Diddy allegations and all this other stuff, and it was just like so much of these celebrities going downwards and, you know, falling downhill. And I feel like that's what people were waiting on, people's downfall from these celebrities to make us attracted, or what's going on in the media, and why do you, all of a sudden is this plant now to release these certain things when there's other more important events going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to jump in your way when you're trying to see the bigger picture on the other side, and all this stuff is coming up by celebrities. It's like, you know, I see what you're doing. For me, it started back then where they was like dropping a whole bunch of stuff for celebrities at one time, and I'm just like, you know, what's going on? I get that this is really unfortunate that it happened with people that we look up to, but this is not my role model, and I don't take any celebrities to be my role model because they shouldn't be. I have not grew up with a celebrity, so I'm not gonna call them my role model, especially if we're not in the same neighborhood, if we haven't gone through the same struggles, none of that. I would never compare myself to artists because I'm not in that status, nor is my life being compared to anything else in this world. I feel like, you know, people who cling on to celebrities really look forward to something in their lives. And I'm not the type of person that would cling on to a celebrity just to be like, oh, look what they're doing, look at that, like, every slightest moment that I have. That's not the type of person I am. I feel like I'll be more concerned with what's going on in my old neighborhood, what's going on in communities, and helping those in need with that. And I would like to start doing that kind of stuff and start taking our community more serious. I always compare celebrities to the holidays to me, because you only make holidays are only special if you make them special. And I kind of grew out of the holiday spirit some time ago. It's not like it's not for everybody. It is for everybody, no matter what age. But sometimes, due to certain events that happen within the holidays, aka celebrities, that you tend to fall out with what they do. For example, Doja Cat. Some people were a big fan until they said, she said something about leaving your mistakes at home, quote unquote, kids. Okay, you know, it takes certain traumatic turns of events for you to fall out with a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly feel like our celebrities are the wrong targets in this case, because they can't do nothing about these prices that are making us struggle. It's not the artists, it's the government. And I feel like we're missing the whole bigger picture. The artist is one thing because they are on top of the food chain and they are elite, but they're not the main ones in charge. I feel like we should go at the top of the food chain with these celebrities, but with these bigger companies that keep on, you know, releasing stuff like iPhones and, you know, stuff that we don't necessarily need that we want, but more so, how is it affecting our lives, our day-to-day lives? You know what I'm saying? Like, what can we do to change within our own government? But I am happy that we are taking some type of revolution towards these celebrities, because they do have the platform to speak out. They do have the platform to help when needed, but they're choosing to be selfish and choosing not to speak on certain things. So I understand that, and I feel like we should have been started that. I kind of woke up when the quiet onset happened, because, you know, I noticed a change of focus then, and I was like, you know, we should do this for April Fools, just to see, you know, how would they like it if we didn't give them much power. So I started this trend. How about for April Fools, we start unfollowing these celebrities? And people were looking at me like, are you crazy? Are you mad? And then people were like, well, we're for it. And I was kind of cool. But what ended up happening is I didn't leave that video up for long, because I felt like, yeah, maybe people are laughing at me in a way. But now all of a sudden it's a trend to unfollow these celebrities, because they don't give a hell. They don't give a shit about us. So why should we care about them, type thing? And the best thing about it is they don't know any of us. They don't know all the people who's unfollowing them, because they don't care. So I feel like not just on Instagram, we need to start unfollowing these celebrities. We need to block them on all social sites. I started the movement, but I feel like I can't block anybody from Chicago just because I know Chicago is the realest people that you can meet. And I know our artists, our celebrities out this way are mostly artists. And we're not as bougie, because we do give back to our community. As far as I know, they show out for us and show love in our own community. They're not like at the elite type person. They didn't show up to Met Gala, as far as I know. And we keep it real. So if the celebrity wasn't from my city, then there most definitely was block or never follow in the beginning, because I'm not the type of person that really cares too much about these celebrities, because I know they don't care too much about us. I said if I was ever become rich and famous, I would definitely wouldn't want that much power to be famous, but I would want the wealth to get back to the people within my own community, to rebuild these homes and realtors, help the people that are struggling in a way. I can't be a superhero in all states or whatever, but I can try. And I feel like us as a community need to do better and stop being so sensitive about when it comes down to certain things and look at the bigger picture. I feel like the celebrities is just one of the food chains that's in charge. I feel like we need to aim bigger. And just, what is your thoughts on this movement with blocking the celebrities? And who's the first people on your list? And that's all I'm gonna say about that for this week's topics. Thank you for tuning in.
I feel like a zombie off these ends. I'm never lacking, got that clock up on my man. I like to dance, two more jiggers in my pants. I'm here to party, so don't interrupt my plan. Just don't touch my flow, or don't touch my chain. This is Giovanni, come this way, there ain't no stain. Soon I'm finna take off like I'm boarding on this plane. Pretty basic, you know that I be on my hurricane. Everywhere I go, don't really try to make a scene. Trigger finger, jittery Glock, name is J.I.D. Much working for Peter, nobody won't beef with me. Curly hair, bananas, black and out like grips all in my knee. You know that I'm lit, boy, I'm bustin'. Everywhere I go, that stick him in his funk. All three woods and that walk, they go tussin'. He see me at the store and he ain't tell me nothing. You know that I'm lit, boy, I'm bustin'. Everywhere I go, that stick him in his funk. All three woods and that walk, bagel tussle. He see me at the store and he ain't tell me nothing.
Yo, that's all the tea we have for today, people. Rep Out Productions and the Chicago View Podcast want to throw a massive thank you to our sponsors at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. They keep our vibes high and our shows lit. Check them out at the WBDC.org and the Cook County Small Biz.org, as in BIZ.org. Thanks for rocking with us today, and don't miss our next episode for the next hottest updates in entertainment.